boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got a guest coming through. But before we get to the guest, I want to talk about this. They said that Milwaukee adjusts leaf collection plan after flooding concerns. Now, it was told that the city of Milwaukee didn't do a good job picking up the leaves this year. Usually when the city do the leaves and everybody sweep the leaves out into the street. And I don't know if they got those leaves up or not, but I think that they're, what was said was due to you know, maybe not even a great job of collecting the leaves or whatever that was. A lot of that contributed to the flooding that took place because the leaves just kind of crowded up everything as well. So I guess now they're finally trying to put this story out there that they're going to start moving the leaves around or how they're going to do moving forward with the leaf collections. If you listening, we got video on this. Tap in.
Started with the devastating flash flooding in April. After days of complaints about the clogged sewer drains, the city announced it would move to a bagged leaf collection process, a move that was met with opposition.
The hell it is. Not over my dead body.
City officials say leftover leaf piles contributed to flooding by blocking storm drains and making flooding worse. And now the mayor is offering a compromise.
Residents will have the option to bag their leaves for collection using compostable paper lawn bags, while we also continue to support traditional rakeout collection as well.
While raking to the curb is back on the table, there is still one option that city leaders are pushing more for.
The benefit here is when we go into a full bag leaf operation, let's say we get an early snowfall like we did last year right after Thanksgiving. If the bags are still set out there, we're going to go through and pivot those crews that are doing the leaves into snow and ice operations, but then can quickly revert back and collect those bags that were, you know, because of the seasonality, yes.
Mayor Johnson says the decision is to help make improvements.
Let me be clear. This is not about taking something away. I'm not interested in, you know, taking something away. What this is about is adding a better option.
Okay. First of all, like, I never heard the city come out and say we did a bad job of not getting the leaves up off the street. Like, oh, we just going to move into, we're going to make sure every resident bag all the leaves up before we collect them. And I guess the alderman, as you heard, the alderman, Westmoreland said, hey, no, this is not for to happen like that. Y'all not for to do this. Y'all, and that's kind of like passing the buck off. They never accept accountability at all on just, okay, look, the leaves, we probably didn't do a great job of grabbing the leaves. We're going to do a better job of that. And moving forward, let's see if we can get the community to help us out by just bagging up the leaves if you possibly can. No, they was trying to say, you got to bag these leaves up or we ain't picking them up. Like, you know, so once again, you know, it's all on leadership. It's all on leadership. LaRon says, man, these folks ain't bagging their own leaves. Child, please. Jasmine said, why do people have to be made to do city work while paying taxes? I agree. That's crazy. Like, just come out and say, hey, we didn't do a good job of collecting the leaves. They can't. They want y'all to be, when something happened to y'all, they want y'all to come out and say, look, we need you to come and be honest with us. But when it's them, I ain't never heard. Now, one press conference was like, our lack of picking up the leaves contributed to a lot of the flooding that took place. They not going to say that. Wow. Hey, they just like the potholes. The neglect is real. The neglect is real. Look, when the Tory Lowe show is gone and where y'all can't hear this no more, hey, it'll be back scripted, I guess. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. When are they going to come out and say that all of the leaves, what they said at first was the trash. They tried to blame it on the trash and that the water flowed and the trash covered the drains. Come to find out, it's the leaves what were a major issue with the drains. And the leaves got there before the trash. If you really look at the covered drains, the trash was blocking, not the trash, but the leaves was blocking the holes where the trash was laying on top. Here we go. Now, I know a lot of people, they bag their leaves anyway. A lot of the old traditions, rake the leaves up, bag them up. A lot of people just started scraping the leaves off the lawn and to the side of the curb. And it never was a problem until the last recent flooding. So what happened? What happened? I don't know. Was it neglect? Is people kind of, I don't feel like doing this today or something like that. I mean, and then it piled up. What are we paying them our taxes for if we finna do all the work?
Didn't they say it got really cold? It snowed early or something too was one of the reasons they gave?
Man, they gave a reason. They said it was like it started snowing early and then all of the stuff got trapped in the snow and all. I don't know. All I'm saying is, it never was like this until recently. I've never seen Milwaukee flood like this, and consistent like this. Never. I've never seen it like that. Now, there would be flooding here and there, backed up sewage, stuff like that. But the streets, the way the streets looking now, the way that they flooding every time it rained, it's got to be something extra going on. And what it was that the leaves was all in the sewage system. So, like I said, then they wanted to make it believe it was you. We was out doing cleanups. I always do cleanups. But when I went and did the cleanup this year, that was like, make sure we get the trash off the drains and stuff like that. That was the messaging when it really was the leaves and all of the stuff that, come with that, adding that first layer on the drains. And then maybe the trash flowing down was the icing on top.
I did see a lot of leaves during our cleanup, Tori.
I did too. But like I said, when people not being honest about what's happening, then logic got to kick in. So like I said, as we move forward, I guess you got an option. I guess the mayor says you have an option to either pick the leaves, leave the leaves on the side or bag it up. I prefer doing both, depending on what the situation is. If I got a bunch of leaves in my yard, I'm gonna put it in a bag. I'm gonna bag it up. But if I'm like somewhere where it's just leaves, and I can scrape it on the curb. I ain't got no bag. I'm gonna scrape it on the curb. Hey, look, when we come back, we got guests in the studio. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. And I never met a queen like you before. And I never met a queen like you before. And the way you move, yeah, you let me know. All the other girls, they were never close. I never met, never met, never met a queen like you before.
Yeah, classy, real thick, brown skin, college educated, independent, nope. And I don't need nobody help. I be on my grind, I can get it by myself. Hey, living life, yeah, I keep it classy. Confidence high, can't nobody pass me. Hey, rocking designer with the heels. When I walk by, giving everybody chills. Oh,
and you let me know that I never met a queen like you before. Yeah, and you let me know that I never met a queen like you before. And the way you move, yeah, you let me know. All the other girls, they were never close. I never met, never met, yeah, never met a queen like you.
I got a crush, wait a minute, let me vent. I'm liking this man, he tall and confident. Plus, he full of confidence. A real leader never sitting on the bench, wait.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look. We got Carvell Brooks from the CLE Panthers in the studio, and he brought the gang. He brought the league. What's the league? The whole name, the big picture, the name of the league.
Bruce City League.
He got a couple coaches in here from the Bruce City League, CLE Panthers. Carvell, you know he won a community award, the True Community Award for mentoring and working with young people a couple years back. So we happy to have you coming through. But it's youth league football is starting back up, Carvell.
Yes, sir.
And you are so deep into dealing with the youth and working with them. And salute to you. Your work, I definitely wanted to make sure that the community kind of knew what you were doing on a day-to-day basis dealing with young people. And let me tell you this. I was out at a basketball game, and I saw Carvell out there. He was recruiting. He don't never stop. Are you ever off the clock when it comes to these young people?
Always recruiting. Got to.
Now, we got coaches. We got the coaches in the studio. Now, I'm going to tell you this. These coaches was ready. When they came in, they was suited up. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live. These coaches ain't playing. And I asked who was going to be the team to win it all this year, and that was off the air. But we got Coach G in the studio.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. How you doing, Coach G?
Man,
from the MKE Steelers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. What age group is this?
Well, we got ages 6 through 13. I'm the head coach of the 10U. So I coach the 10-year-olds. And, uh-huh. You know, this is my fifth year coming into it. I've been having my boys since they was about 6.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to go all the way up until they're 13, and then I'm hopefully sending them on to the right path and doing what they got to do on to high school.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
And then we got Coach T.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Coach T from the Cream City.
Goats.
From the Cream City Goats.
For sure.
And he came in here ready. He look like he coaching right now. If I was a kid, I would see him in the
home. Yeah, we got spring going on.
And I'm trying to tell you.
We got spring going on. So
Coach.
I'm in coach mode.
Hey, what's going on, Coach?
Man, we got 6-13. We the new kids on the block, so everybody pick on us. But, you know, we stand up to the challenge.
And I see you wearing the jersey. Hey, look. Hey,
like it?
I like it. I think it's dope. Let me tell you something. I thought you was going to try to tackle me when you came in. And we got Coach C in studio from the CLE Panthers.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Coach C?
We doing great.
Now, what's going on with you this year? You know, y'all do CLE Panthers. I'm familiar with the CLE Panthers because they always, you know, things. A lot of the young people that I know play on the CLE Panthers.
And we're going to keep it plain and simple. We pick it up where we left off. Simple as that.
Running. Hey. All right. Now, season start. Give us a rundown on where we at right now with the season and the young people.
Well, we're in a really good space right now. We got one of the biggest leagues in Wisconsin. We have about 13 organizations inside the league right now. I think we're growing. I think we're in a good space right now.
Mm-hmm. And when does it start? Like, what's going on? Like, what's the starting date? How could if some young kids out here, can they still be involved? How's all that recruiting going? How can people, if they listening, get their young kids involved in what y'all got going on?
Right now, just keep their eyes open. We all out here trying to get the best kids out here on our team.
Right.
So it's all upon us coaches right now to get the flyers in the right place, mm-hmm. get our name out there, network the right way, and whoever contact us, come join.
If you're trying to be part of the Cream City Ghosts, you can pull up at King Park Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're accepting kids 6 through 13 from fall, and, you know, that's where you can find us at.
Pull up at King Park.
This Sunday at Wyrick Park, 54th and Green Tree. You know, we outside from 1 to 3. Bring the kids. We're doing tryouts outside. You know, if you want to be a part of the Steelers, mm-hmm. one of the longest standing organizations in the city.
Okay.
You know, we've been around since 1995. So if you want to be a part of that.
That tradition.
Yes, sir. Pull up Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Monday, hey. Wednesdays, and Fridays, 6600 West Melvina. Y'all know where we at. You can't not miss us, Grivin' Up Capital. If you want your kid to be on a winning team, 66 is Capital.
Okay.
Where you need to be at.
I feel the spirit. I can feel the spirit right now. It's football season. Tonight, the NFL schedule coming out.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. As mentors, coaches, dealing with a lot of youth, y'all see what they promote about the youth right now. A lot of, you know, takeover ideas, a lot of, you know, reckless driving ideas, kid boy, all that stuff. But the kids y'all deal with, y'all are mentors and father figures to these kids, keeping them on the straight and narrow. What do you want to say about the climate of the youth today as y'all go into another season of football?
In all honesty, more talk about it, more energy towards it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not enough energy out there when it comes to this youth. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? It's like society today puts their energies towards so much other stuff than what they need to be. Like on your last radio, where you were just talking about the Walmart over there, how they turning that to this, turning that to that. Why ain't nobody turning nothing into a youth center?
Mm.
Why ain't nobody turning nothing to something for these kids after school?
Right.
Y'all care about the violence so much. Y'all care about this so much. Well, why won't we distract them? Give more options out there for the distractor. This youth football, we go so hard because this is a limited opportunities for them to just try to distract them. So why not take advantage of that? If y'all say our youth is our future, let's start acting like that.
Right. But you ain't seeing. They saying it, but you ain't seeing action.
No, you don't see it.
What I think is the youth requires so much of parents' participation, you know, in what they doing out, running around in the streets. You know, the parents ain't got to be there for that, you know, because they just not under their supervision and they can just go out and do whatever they want. But with the youth sports, it requires parents to be more hands-on
mm-hmm.
and a lot of time management involved into that. So with the sports that I got tired of complaining about it. So I just wanted to be a reason to why kids that's coming up behind me and the, you know, kids that I'm touching in around the city, I'll be able to just put some positive influence into their life, whether they go be a fireman,
right.
a police officer, or even a football player. I just want to make sure that they got good morals and values instilled in them with dealing with me as a mentor, like you just said.
Now, the discipline from football lasted me my whole life.
Yeah.
The training, the getting your endurance, listening to the coach. Sometimes in sports, that's the only male figures these kids run into because they have to go back home and there's no male figures at the house.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all take on that responsibility and deal with kids on a day-to-day basis?
That was a big shock to me. Like when I first got in this last year, I'm dealing with the kids off the field. We was going to schools and helping them with suspensions and getting or picking them up when they get suspended or just helping them. So we focus on more showing them the dangers, making them more aware of the peer pressures and talk about it so they can be more aware of the situation they be in and make better decisions. So we try to focus on more of that and not try to push it aside and like really push it in their face so when they see it, they can kind of, you know, try their best to avoid it. That's how we go about our business like that.
But over the years, dealing with these fatherless kids, we try to put ourselves in a situation where we're not the replacement, but we're what you're missing. You know, we got to implement that manly role at the end of the day that they're missing. And that goes upon, like I said, it just needs to be out there. Everything is not meant to be. So therefore, you got to adjust to the situation. And we are the adjustment. Like if your kid ain't got no father, then we be the men that want to teach them right from wrong at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, first thought to our head, I don't want that man to be the man that robs me 10 years from now. I don't want that man to be the guy that comes and shoot up this Walmart while I'm in there because he done had that guidance. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, I feel like we play a part of preventing the badness in the future by stepping up and doing this, what we're doing.
Now, I recently watched a Michael Jackson movie. I don't know if either one of y'all have seen the Michael Jackson movie.
For sure, for sure.
Now, at first when I was a kid, they was like, Joe Jackson, this monster, he did this to the boys. And when I seen this movie, I came out from this pick thinking that every house might need a little Joe Jackson in it.
Of course.
Yeah. To get these kids on the right track, to keep them disciplined and focused, you take away Joe Jackson and you don't have the Jackson 5.
No, not at all.
But it was mostly the discipline he was trying to implement, and then I think he went too far with it after they started getting older and he started trying to use
control.
He turned discipline into control. Yeah, he turned discipline into control.
And that's the problem right now with our everyday, why so much youth discouraged right now, because there's no consequences behind. We implement discipline in football. There's no discipline getting implemented in the home.
Mm.
There's no consequences following. So if there's no consequences following a lot of stuff that's happening these days, why not keep doing it? You know, we was like that as juvenile delinquents. It could have been something as petty, could have been something major. But if we knew we can get away with it and nothing right. going to happen, we're going to do it again, right?
Mm.
Just like football. If that play worked and it keep working, we're going to keep calling that play, right?
Right.
Shit. So we got to implement that discipline and that there's bad consequences behind things, and that's what these boys need. So that's why we step up.
So, you know, the football is like, it's like a family. Like with the Steelers, it's like more so family. So we try to hold the kids more accountable. So, and we make the parents also get involved with holding mm-hmm. them accountable. So if they're doing bad in school or whatever, they come to us. Like, hey, I was not going to let them come to practice, but he's been doing bad in school. Woo, woo. I said, you know what? Well, he's going to do extra up downs. He's going to do extra bear crawls. Mm-hmm. And he may sit out the first half of the next game.
Right.
Just so he know that this is not a game. Like, you can't just keep going on through life thinking, you know.
Ain't no consequences for no action.
So we try to, as coaches, we don't try to be their dad, but we try to just do a little more and just be involved. Let them know, like, yo, you know, you tighten up. I know you with your mom. You a mama's boy or whatever, but come on, man.
And I'll say this. When you take on black youth, it's not just coaching. It's basically you're showing them a lifestyle to go by for what's better for them and the team. And I noticed that in Milwaukee, when you deal with a lot of young people, they bringing in a lot of stuff too. You know, you want them to play football, but it's also another layer to it. That's called the environment that they come from, the peer pressure. Social media that played a huge part. I'm sure all of y'all done had talks about social media.
Oh, yeah.
How has social media played a part in your coaching strategy to keep everybody focused, you know?
It's a gift and a curse. I use the kids to help promote for mm-hmm. social media, help yeah. getting other kids posting reels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of the kids are followers, so they'll mm. use social media to like bully other kids or
right.
and stuff like that. So,
yeah, like to piggyback off what he was saying about just using to post them for their content. What I do is I ask my parents for permission to post their kids or whatnot. But then I also created a YouTube channel for them so they can use that to show their peers and be like, look at me, I'm scoring this touchdown right here. And you know what I'm saying? Just to show their family and stuff like that. Other ways that they're using YouTube and Instagram and stuff, you know, things like that. So,
more constructive.
Yes, absolutely.
We learned that as a gift of the curse last year, social media, because we post all our games. So certain coaches be having our players watching 1,000 of our videos.
Studying them.
Then we see it with the playoffs and all of a sudden. The kids let us see that stuff on YouTube. Well, we be on YouTube, Cream City Ghost YouTube page. Uh-huh. But, you know, then we got coaches that really study the game. And then when you play them, you know, they be ready for you. So, yeah.
Hey, look, when we come back, you know what? I want to make sure that we get – all of the things that's coming up that y'all need the community involved in. We need to understand what y'all need the community to be involved in. How can they continue to support? Because many times, mentors, coaches, leagues, as positive as y'all deal with the community and the youth, sometimes the support is slow. So how can the community get involved and continue to push what y'all are doing?
Well, we have tons of events coming up. We have something really big coming up. It's kind of going to be like a league pet rally, July 25th, which is a Saturday. We're going to have all the teams there.
Well, look, when we come back, I want to talk about that, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The people's champ. Yeah, yeah. Who the people's champ? Tory Lowe. When it all goes wrong, where the people go? Tory Lowe. Speaking up for those people in the ghetto. Tory Lowe. Who was out in Kenosha on the front line in the snow? Tory Lowe. Who out here righting the wrongs and shining light on these folks? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest advocate that Milwaukee has ever known? Tory Lowe. Who out here finding these babies and bringing them back home? Yo. Tory Lowe. If you don't know, then you know. Who gonna be right there with you in that hospital when you shot up? Tory Lowe. Who gon' find a child molester that touched your daughter? Tory Lowe. Who gon' help you out when that landlord put you out of that apartment? Tory Lowe. When your son need a transplant, who gon' find that organ? Tory Lowe. Who out here shutting down the streets with no permit?
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Look, we got Bruce City U Football League in studio. Look, let me tell you something. These coaches is fired up. Got me fired up. Got me excited. Got me back in my days when I was playing for the Hillside Broncos. You played for the Hillside Broncos?
My brother did.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm old school. I don't even think the Hillside Broncos even around no more. But like I said, it took U football to create what we see in the day. You know, that discipline from playing U football travels a long way. This is some of your first learning ideas. I still remember my first coach, Coach Brown. You know, and when I see him, I still talk to him. I what you doing, Coach? You know, still call him Coach.
Yeah.
But as we move into, 2026, y'all got a lot of things going on with the youth that I'm very proud of each and every one of you, everybody involved.
Appreciate it.
In the Bruce City Youth League, because how many teams we got in the league right now?
13. We got 13 teams.
And then that's all.
14.
14. We got one who just got in.
So. Okay. So, and then all ages, the different age groups.
Ages 6 through 13. So okay. We're giving the 5 and 6 year olds the opportunity to learn football as well.
So how many families is that affecting right there?
I'm going to say over 1,000 kids are in the program. So.
And this is why the community have to really support, because y'all, the structure. So many young kids that could have been out there doing this and that are focusing on, I got to get my equipment. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to, make sure that I'm, practicing, training, eating, doing what I need to do, especially with the coaches, how y'all got to get out there and kind of, put together a product that's going to not only bring pride and things like that, a championship as well, I see some rings. We coming.
I got to fill this hand up with the Bruce City League.
Coach Cheney came in with
I
got to let him know, man.
Got two rings already.
He new to the league. Got to let him know.
I'm coming in here. I'm kicking in the dough. SWAT team.
Okay. See, hey, he already done won.
Yeah.
Not in our league. We got to see what he can do.
He going to be kicking in the wrong doors.
The level of competition is a little bit higher.
Exactly.
That's what we want, man.
Well, explain to me what y'all got up next. You kind of talked about it at the end of the last segment. What y'all got up next? How can the community get involved?
I'm super excited. Like Coach said, we have about 14 programs inside of the Bruce City League. July 25th, we actually got a partnership with NPS having a youth football game at the Obama Stadium. So I'm excited. We want the community to come out. We're going to have different opportunities, games, bounce house, ice cream, roller skating. We're also going to have dance competition. So all the dance teams and cheer teams be looking for an invite to
That's fire.
Be involved.
And is there an email that anybody, if they want to be a part of it, can they send you an email or contact you in some kind of way?
Yeah, social media sites, Carvell Brooks. You can look up Carvell Brooks on any social media sites, and you can get more information about the Bruce City League or joining the CLE Panthers or one of the other youth football programs.
Now, Coach, see, I see you got a ring on something. You didn't walk to here with something on your finger, too.
You know, we had to take one off the shelf.
Okay.
You
know? How many CLE then got? I know y'all got a few.
Got a few. Me, personally, for my persona, since I've been start coaching, I got two that I participated in. Mm-hmm. And I got to brag, my first one was my first year as a head coach.
Okay, that's what's up. You know? So. All right. So the competition is at the highest level.
Oh, most definitely. I'm
up here feeling like Barkley, man.
I'm a man, so I'm competitive. So therefore, I push that competitive off on my kids, and I
Coach
like winning.
Coach T, you gonna have to come back next time I see you. I'm gonna need a ring on that.
I see you October, man.
I see you October. Now, what is it that y'all want the community to know? How can the community support what y'all doing?
Well, we're looking to change the lives of the youth, give them an opportunity to play football. It really doesn't matter the organization as long as they pick one of the organizations and get their kids involved. So that's what we're looking for. But as a unit, as men and as an organization, we want to take these boys everywhere. Like last year, we were able to have the opportunity to go to nationals. So we want all our teams to come together and represent Wisconsin and go to nationals on each level, 9U, 10U, 11U, 13U. But for that to happen, it's going to cost thousands of dollars, at least $30,000 to $40,000 for each level to go. So they definitely going to need support to do that.
Mm. And so are there fundraisers? Are there things that we can participate in, car washes, fundraisers, donation ideas, where, you know, those kind of things help kind of the community to kind of funnel into what's going on with the program?
It's more to be at a lookout.
Okay.
Like, if you see kids out there with jerseys, you know, selling a cup of candy for their fundraiser, do it for them. If they out there promoting a car wash and you know you probably just got a car wash, so what? That $10 is going for a good cause. Mm-hmm. Your car may have had a little more dirt on it. Get it off. You know? Right. The whole point, if you see these kids out here, support them.
That's right.
Support them.
I agree.
And if you're live watching, live, or you're riding in your car listening, you can always contact the league or need more information about any organization you want to get your kid involved, ages 6 through 13, you can contact me on Facebook, YouTube, any social media site at Carvell Brooks, or you can give me a call at 414-687-3343, and that's for league information or to get your kids involved.
Yeah, that's all it really is. Just if you want to get more participation, you know, we got multiple fundraiser ideas. I mean, we're not just trying to put you in just one, because I know a lot of people do a popcorn fundraiser, or, you know, sometimes they do car washes and stuff like that. But we want to bring different ideas for the kids to be able to just raise money and just put it towards them. You know, it's all for a good cause.
Yeah, all our fundraisers go towards our program, and we always invest in our kids, so they always see their money.
Well, I'll say this. Thank y'all coaches for all y'all doing for the community.
Appreciate it.
It's not easy work.
Nah.
But it is rewarding work. And like I said, I love to see the competition. I can tell that as soon as y'all get out there on the field, these kids is waiting. And many times when we talk about just the structure, discipline, order, you know, giving some of these kids a goal to accomplish, that's life-changing right there.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to give y'all last words.
Well, with that being life-changing, you know, a lot of kids really don't win a lot. You know, they don't go through life winning a lot of things and, you know, learning about certain things. Like he said, we travel with the kids. Last year we went to Chicago, played in championships and stuff like that. He took them to Atlanta last year. Like, it's more opportunities for kids to do a lot of fun stuff and just to see a lot more. You know, some kids just need that camaraderie, that cohesive, that family feel. That brotherhood, just to see something different other than just going home to their baby sisters, getting on their nerves, or their little siblings, and then getting in trouble with the parents all the time. Just give them something else to see, to be a kid. You know, just that's why I like football. That's why I do the things that I do with my boys.
Also, have y'all felt the effect of the NIL?
NIL?
Yeah.
What's that?
Not yet, I guess.
No, I haven't.
I'm excited for that to come to the youth programs. Hopefully, eventually, youth programs can get NIL deals. So that's a goal of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sponsorships and stuff like that, but I don't, you know, we ain't for the development of the kids for the right way. We don't want to get that in their head where, oh, I'm getting paid to do this or I'm getting paid to do that. Mm-hmm. And then when they don't do it, they upset with them. Then some parents might be dependent on that little money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it ain't even worth it right now in our program to hand out no NIL. But sometimes we look out for our kids.
That mess up the eligibility and going to college and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that too, right? I've read something like that when they receiving – certain amount of cash for stuff like that. So I don't really, you know.
I thought it used to. I think now with the NIL.
I'm saying for youth?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it goes that down.
That's what I'm saying.
I know it's starting to creep out into the college.
College.
And it's starting to creep into high school a little bit, I guess, too.
On a youth level, I would give it to a program, not necessarily one kid.
Right.
You don't know who they would develop into. They're not their full selves yet.
So the program can get. And just provide.
I mean, that sponsorship, whatever. Yeah,
things
all that
the kids need. Yeah.
If you can sponsor something for an entire organization, that is very helpful. Whether it's CLE, Cream City, or the Steelers, you know, like just whatever, you know, if you out there and you're looking to sponsor and give back to the youth, I mean, this is one of the ways to do it.
Because I think it'd be more beneficial for a company to do a commercial on a youth program, represent a youth program, than a major athlete, especially if the youth program is pretty good and you do a nice commercial.
And it's 1,000 kids in it.
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. That makes more sense for an NIL deal.
Or even they do it for the whole league and just combine all the programs together and do it as one.
Yep. Exactly.
No, we all with that too.
Whatever it takes.
Be all for the kids.
Helps everything. The more the merrier. That's why I'll be on the lookout next couple of years. Broadcasted with CLE, combined with CLE, we got the biggest youth program out here, bro. So I'm going to go find your kids. As soon as I get this revenue, we get this buildings, we get this the space and opportunity to get as more and more kids off of there, these kids going to be off the streets, bro. And y'all going to be forced to join the party of bringing these kids a brighter future. Watch.
And that's what we're supposed to be on. I know I go out down south, youth league football. You can't tell the difference between high school and youth league.
No.
Everybody, the community is a community event.
Yes. Lit.
So.
Especially down in Florida, Georgia, Texas.
Sears.
It's fire down there.
But you see, we can even narrow it down to counties. Waukesha County, Brookfield, they're a community. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, we got to be a community for ours, bro.
I agree.
I think it's starting to happen. I see it right now.
Yeah.
Puff!
July 25th, pull up.
All right, look, thank y'all for coming through. Hey, look, next time y'all come through, we're going to have to bring some young people up in here.
I'm with it. I'm with it for sure.
And before the event at
Obama High School, July 25th.
Yeah, let's get some kids in here. Let's get some people on the air to talk about what's going on with that as well. Let's keep the community abreast on what's going on with that, too.
All right, cool.
Sure.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Call my phone, baby, and I can see the future where you gon' take me. My 30 got a clip and it's elongated. I'm riding with the hood like I'm Tom Brady. I know I'm going crazy, I'm a mental patient. She give me love, now my mind elevated. I rise up from the dead on the Undertaker. They want the smoke, yeah, we ready, baby. I was stuck in my thoughts, trying to fight all the battles I fought. Cold world, had to learn how to boss. Took some losses, now I'm counting the cost. I was down, now I'm back on my feet. Turn the pain into something elite. Fat. Every move, yeah, it come with a fee. Now they watch every step that I beat. Watch. I was gone. I was gone.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, this is where we supposed to put our energy when it comes to structures that are working with the youth, making sure that we're doing our due diligence. And I love it when I see youth football programs come through basketball programs come through. I know it's traditional ideas, and but until we can get like a youth center or something, you know, right now, we if there's a almost 1,000 kids involved in something, that's where we need to try to make sure that we support it too. The youth nowadays, many times, the good children are overlooked. The ones that are trying to do something are overlooked. And it's our job as a community to make sure we keep our eyes on those things and keep them going. And then as we add or things that buildings or facilities or eventually get to the things that we need, we got to make sure we maintain at least where the good kids or the kids that are trying to be positive. We got to make sure that we keep those structures going as well. So salute to the coaches that came through the Bruce City Youth League. I'm excited to see what they do this year. And I'm always available for those young people when it comes to dealing with our community. Some of y'all wait till they get in trouble and then y'all try to figure out what's going on. Well, let's get ahead of that by going around to some of these programs that got hundreds of youth in it and they struggling, you know, to try to get what they need to have to maintain it. Understand what I'm saying? And if everybody do a little, and you already know ain't nobody got to do a lot. So this is what we on. Before the conversation, we was talking about the abandoned Walmart at Midtown. They're going to turn that into a potential data center. If you can, if you got any information, I saw a lot of information coming in on the data center. Somebody was trying to let me know that where did it say? I got to find it. They're saying 05027 says those is $100,000 to $2,000 a year jobs. Oh, $100,000 to $200,000 a year jobs in those data centers, and you're going to need various level of IT degree and working experience. So they're saying that it's $100,000 to $200,000 a year for those jobs at the data center. I don't know. This is what's coming in on the talk to text. And they're also saying that you need IT experience or IT degree with work experience on top of that to even get those jobs. Andrew, do you think that how many people in the on the north side will be able to work at one of these data centers? I mean, I'm just trying to figure this out.
I don't know if there's a ton, Tori.
I don't know. 833-212-1017. They saying they're going to turn the Walmart at Midtown. This is where the kids was coming together at one point. And then a shooting happened up there with a lot of people shooting up there. And then they kicked them out, put boulders up so they couldn't come back. We was always talking about what they're trying to do with this area. We always thought they should have made it, you know, something for the youth, something for the community over there. But now we're hearing that a data center is going in there. How do you feel about it? 833-212-1017. Is this the right thing to do? Is this something that's going to improve the area or add jobs to the area? Is it something that you feel like, hey, you make protests? I've seen people on the news protesting these data centers, and that's what piqued my interest when I first started talking about these data centers, because I was like, well, why we already got some data centers here, right here in Milwaukee. Nobody said not one word. And I'm seeing people going crazy at the councils in the suburbs over this. So I don't know. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 833-212-1017. They say it's supposed to be a meeting Monday at 1:30. I don't know if that's at City Hall. I think most likely it could be at City Hall, but once again, there's a meeting at 1:30 on Monday about what's going on with the Walmart at Midtown. If you got anything that or any concerns, 833-212-1017. We got an anonymous caller on the lines. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Blessings, brother.
Hey, you know what's going to be in those centers is all them Arabs. Those Nigerians and all those guys that have degrees. They're going to bring them up here, put them in those centers, and that's where they're going to be, just like the stores, the transportation service. Where we're going to be, still running from the cops.
Oh, wow.
And doing nothing else.
So they just going to come into the community. We ain't going to get no jobs out the deal. I mean,
we ain't going to get no jobs out the deal.
So they we ain't going to have nothing to do with the structure now, because they ain't going to have nothing for us to do. Maybe they may have you cut the grass that's growing in the concrete over there.
Oh, that's what they're going to have you doing. That's what they're going to have you doing, especially if you got like a MATC degree. If you don't got a degree, you that's what you're going to be doing, cutting grass. I mean, pulling up weeds.
Oh, wow.
Riding a lawnmower tractor.
Keeping the maintenance
so
on the building.
We know where they're going. So keeping the maintenance on the building.
Wow.
And you know who's going to be smiling in your face? Those Indians, those Arabs, and those Nigerians. No disrespect to them, you know, because the government got them doing this. They allow this. But what we got to step in and say, hey, y'all cut the grass. Hey, let's run the centers.
Right.
They got to get up there and get that degree, man.
That's in our community. So we may not come out on the upside from this.
We ain't going to come out from that side. Did we come out with the grocery stores?
They turned somewhere where we used to get the groceries into a data center.
And they got, like I said, we ain't going to have no jobs. So that's all I got to say. You know who they're going to give them to? Peace out. God bless you guys.
All right, man. That's harsh. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we got guests. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.